Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. This month's essay is titled Food for Thought. It's about garden fertilizers. It was written by Gordon Peary and George Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
Every spring, gardeners give their lawns and gardens a boost with plant foods labeled with numbers like 5, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, and 10, 6, 4. There's valuable information in these numbers. They indicate the amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, standardized in that order, in the particular fertilizer blend. A 100-pound bag of 10, 10, 10 contains 10 pounds of each element. The rest is filler, which gives it bulk and makes it easier to spread. Each of these three elements plays a vital role in a plant's well-being. Nitrogen, represented by the capital letter N, is needed for leaf growth and is responsible for making plants greener. This is why most lawn fertilizers are high in nitrogen, with formulations like 24, 4, 12, or 20, 2, 6. Phosphorus, represented by a capital P, is associated with root growth and fruit production. Tomatoes and root crops favor snacks of 5, 10, 10. Potassium, capital letter K, also known as potash, helps the plant fight off diseases and keeps it vigorous. Plants deficient in potash may display stunted leaves and fruit and be extra sensitive to drought. Actually, 17 nutrients are essential to plant growth. Calcium, magnesium, and sulfur are needed in smaller amounts than nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and the other 11 are required in such small quantity that they are called micronutrients. Fortunately, much of the lesser elements can be found in healthy organic soil and seldom need to be added in fertilizers. Shopping for fertilizer can be confusing because plants have individual nutrient requirements. Evergreens, such as holly, rhododendron, yew, and others, not only need high nitrogen to keep them green, but several trace elements as well. Evergreen food may have an analysis of 30-10-10, plus a dose of copper, molybdenum, and iron. Flowering annuals, on the other hand, burst into bloom when nitrogen is held back. The tonic they need is 5-10-10. Organic plant foods may not deliver the quick boost to plants that chemical fertilizers do, but will feed them over a longer period. Good quality bone meal worked into the soil around newly planted bulbs keeps them springing up for several years.
Do you have a garden musing? An anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.